In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
This guy knows what it's like to be a part of seven NBA Finals championship teams.
It's almost greedy if you actually ask.
Big Shot Bob is the podcast at the Podcast Park, all brought to you by Associated Credit Union. Robert Horry, kind enough to join us now on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Robert, always a pleasure having you on the program. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Hey, Bob, is there anybody in the league's history that you liked enough where you'd go, I've got plenty, take one of mine, who maybe doesn't have one?
No. That means I'd be minus one. But, you know, if I could give one to anyone, it would be probably Patrick Ewing. You know, I just like the way he played throughout his career. He played hard, you know, the Knickerbocker for a long time, and everybody loves the Knicks. So if I had to give one to someone, not Charles because he went to Auburn, with Patrick Ewing, just because I love big men.
Okay, so I'm really asking now. In baseball, they call them grinders. In basketball, they might be known as journeymen. I think those aren't insulting terms. Ish Smith is a guy who's on his 13th team. This guy has made his way around the NBA, doesn't have a ring yet. What do you think of when you hear journeyman or grinder? And why is it taken on a negative connotation when at times we should actually be patting these guys on the back?
Yeah, you should, because I don't think people understand how hard it is to, you know, uproot yourself and go to a different city. You know, I played with a guy, Chucky Brown, who probably got more jerseys than anybody, you know, but he was a guy who kept grinding, trying to get his, you know, get his game off, get on the team. But that's a testament to them. No matter what it is, they're going to keep, you know, trying to get their dreams accomplished and keep trying to stay in the NBA, because there's so many guys after two or three times where, you know, they didn't make a team. They overseas, or they give up their career, they give up their dream. And those guys, they don't give up their dream. And, hey, I'd rather play with 13 teams than no teams, you know what I mean?
Robert Horry with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. I know that you were on a podcast last week, I believe. You talked about Hakeem Olajuwon being the best of the big men you played with. You said something interesting. The fact that he started later in life, maybe that helped him, big picture? His legs were maybe fresher?
No, you know what? We didn't play any AAU ball. So if people forget, these guys now, they don't take any days out. They play AAU ball. They go to high school and they play, you know, straight out of high school. They go straight into pros or whatever it may be. They put a lot of time and work on their bodies. And I think for us, you know, we was those guys, you know, we took time off. We didn't have AAU. So, you know, it's a big difference in that. But, you know, it's so funny that you mentioned that. And everybody was like, when I said that about Dream, I'm saying he's my pick, you know. You know, he's my pick, and I still think Shaq is the beast. He's the most dominant player I ever played with. You know, Tim is probably one of the most fundamentally sound as a big that you ever will see. So, you know, it's so funny how people who are fans of either Shaq or Timmy act like I slapped them in the face when I said that.
Yeah, you're talking about a Hall of Famer, and who would know better than you? You play with all these guys. You won championships with all these guys.
Exactly, but, you know, I tell everybody – to me, it's like when you say one person is the best, then it's an A1, A2. You know, Dream is A, and Shaq is A1, Tim is A2. You know, they're both freaking phenomenal players, beast in their own right. But, you know, for me, it's my pick. It's Dream.
Yeah, and it's also, look, I like what you said. Shaq, when he was there, physically there, mentally there, there wasn't anybody who could stop him. And that's different than asking about a 15 or 16-year career for a guy.
Correct. You're correct. You know, I don't think people understood that beating Shaq used to take two. Because if I was Shaq, I'd have probably had so many fines on me. Because when people beat me, I got to retaliate, man. So, but he took some beatings, and you know, he only retaliated about four or five times. But he was just a dominant big man who took a lot of heat, and a lot of times refs would even give him fouls calls. So that's the part that was getting frustrating for me.
All right. So you play for some great coaches as well. Who's atop that list?
You know, you can't say who the top of that list, but my favorite out that I played with is Rudy T, because he ran plays for me.
Fair enough.
So what's it like living in a world where they don't run plays for you?
Hey, it's the weirdest thing, man. Then all of a sudden, at the end of the game, they run a play for you. I'm like, dude, you hadn't run a play for me all game. Now you want to run for me, and I got to win this game for you. But you know what's funny, though, man? I played with great, great players. You know, you think about Tim, Manu, and Tony. They deserve the shots they got. And then you think about Dream and Clyde and Kobe and Shaq. Those guys, you know, they you give them 20 shots a game, rightfully so. So, but, you know, guys like myself or specialists like myself, Ray Allen, you know, you might not run no plays for you. When you need us, we're there for you.
Is there a chance you might have the best five or six guys as teammates this generation, the last 20 or 25 years? Could your five or six, the first guy coming off the bench, maybe be the best five or six that anybody could claim as teammates?
Yeah. You know, I think about, you know, and that person probably be Clyde. You know, Clyde, people don't understand how good Clyde was. He kind of gets forgotten about because he grew up in the era with Michael Jordan. Everybody talks about Michael Jordan. But Clyde was a beast, man. You know, you got to think about it. Dream teamer, you know, top 50. Guy was unbelievable. We don't talk about him, but he, you know, then Dream, and then you got, you know, Shaq and Kobe, and you got Tony, Manu, and Tim. You know, think about the people I played with. You know, one thing they had in common was they all were competitive, and they didn't mind who took shots or who stepped up at the time as long as they won.
So what's it like when you have a teammate who wants the me moment more than everybody else?
You know, I can't say because I never played with someone like that. And if they try to be like that, we put them in their place real fast. So it was nothing like that. You know, that's why I was on championship teams, because everybody put themselves, you know, behind the team. You know, the team is first and then you. And I think, you know, everybody used to say how, you know, out of all the people I played with, they picked a ball hog was Kobe. I said, Kobe wasn't a ball hog when he played with us. He became a ball hog when he had to be, because the other guys couldn't get him to a championship. So he had to carry a team. So, but, you know, I've never, ever played with a guy like that. Everybody been great teammates. And, you know, that's why I've had 7 championships out of 16 years.
Yeah, we will ask you about this series coming up, but a couple of other things. I've asked this before. The NBA draft used to be 12 rounds, and it was 10 rounds, and it was 7 rounds. How is it that a worldwide game, I'm not even sure in the top 10, I'm going to find 10 guys that can absolutely play in the NBA? How is this happening with all the AAU ball and everything else that you talked about, where these guys are specializing more than ever?
You know, it's the guys now, they spend, you know, 30 hours in the gym, you know, a day. You know, it's only 24 hours a day, but they get an extra work. And it's amazing what these guys can do and what they're able to do with the ball. But I think the longevity is when they don't have it, because they put so much time and pressure on their bodies to perform and perform quickly. You know, I think about what's going on with, you know, the portal in college, how guys are transferring and nobody has any time to stick in the school because they're chasing the bag. You know, even with the getting into the NBA, you know, for me, they'd be glad I'm not the commish, because you have to have 2 years out of high school, 2 years in college before you can come to the league. You know, just because of the maturity factor and learning how to play with us and learning the game, because it makes it better for the game. And it's just so weird that, you know, we talk about AAU and we talk about that, but it's really killing the kids' body, because they're putting so much pressure on themselves to perform. And I just feel bad for him, because take my kid, for instance. I don't let him do all that stuff. I let him do as much as possible, but I make sure he gets the right and the proper training in to make himself successful.
Bob, do you buy into the other theory is that because of AAU, they don't care enough about winning? I'm just going to play another game in 3 hours, and I'll play another one 3 hours after that.
It becomes more me trying to showcase myself to try to get to the next level, try to, you know, show everybody what I got. I think a lot of times the team concept goes out the window. And if you look at the two teams in the finals, they play better team ball than anybody in the league. You know, you think about Jokic, what he's able to do with the team, Jimmy Butler, what he does. They move the basketball. And that's been the number one rule in basketball since day one. The ball cannot move a player. And that's what those teams do, and that's why they're in the final.
And you look at a guy like Jokic, and I mean this in a good way. He's so awkward. What do you do to stop a guy like that when he's on?
Hey, he is the most awkward, successful player you've ever seen, man. The shot is ugly, you know, but he's fundamentally sound. It might not be picture perfect, but he is fundamentally sound. And that's a testament to him and him watching players and wanting to, you know, get better, because a lot of times guys just go out and they work on a certain skill set. You can tell that whoever he worked out with, whoever trained him, made him work on everything. And that's what a basketball player has to do. He has to do everything, not just a guy who can dribble, not just a guy who can block shot. They have to do everything.
Bob, it's a copycat world. Do you think there's anything coming out of this finals with the makeups of the teams that you just talked about? Jimmy over here, Jokic over here, I get surrounded in parts and pieces. is the go get me three superstars thing, could it actually die with the way that basketball could be played at this level by these two teams?
Well, you know, that's hard to say now. If you get three guys that complement each other, I don't think so. But if you look around the league, it's everybody wanted to copy Golden State Warriors. You think about when the Bulls was winning, everybody wanted to copy the triangle.
Right.
But you didn't have Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, so you cannot do that. Now everybody's trying to copy Golden State Warriors and shoot threes. You don't have Steph and Clay, and that's why it's not successful. And, you know, you look at all the teams who won championships, you take out Golden State, they had guys who could get to the paint and score buckets. You know, and that's how you win basketball games. But everybody said, oh, three or more than two. Heck, we've been knowing that since we were 3 years old. So it's about getting buckets, not getting up abundance of threes, because those are sometimes poor shots and good shots. In the playoffs, you have to take great shots, and that's what both these teams do.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. Look at Boston. If you're not knocking down your threes, we saw it in Game 7. What's your plan B? You don't have one.
You don't have one. You're taking a bunch of poor shots, man. And that's how it is. You got to, as a coach, you got to have a backup plan, not just on a live and die by the three. And you think about, you watch, everybody talks about guys like DeMar DeRozan and Jimmy Butler. These guys are successful because they know how to score at any point in the court. You take, nobody talks about Booker. Booker and KD are probably the best scorers in the game. They can score from three, they can score in the paint, they can score outside the paint, and they get the job done. So if more guys, you know, emulate them and learn how to play the game everywhere on the floor and just three a dunk, it'd be a better league.
You might be the wrong guy to ask this, because what the hell in life could you ask for when it comes to basketball? Was there a guy you wished you had played with because you liked his playing personality? You heard something about him.
You know, I would love to play with LeBron. You know, I think I just wanted to be in the mindset, you know, because you think about who I played with. I played with Kobe Bryant, one of the greatest, Dream, one of the greatest. And this is one of the guys considered one of the greatest. You want to see how his mindset was, how he approached the game, because there's more to the game than just playing. It's the psychological part of the game. And since he is, you know, supposed to be one of the best psychologically, I would love to play with him and MJ, because those are the two. To me, I think I played with the next three best on that list. I think I played with them, you know, and Tim, Kobe, Shaq, and Dream. I would love to play with one of those two guys, Jordan or Bron.
Finishing up with Robert Horry, Big Shot Bob, the podcast at the Podcast Park, brought to you by Associated Credit Union. You can hear it here as a part of the fan family of podcasts. You talked about the mindset of the great players. Were you aware of that as a player? I'm going to kind of watch and try to soak it in what this great player is doing.
You know what? I did. I know. The first person was Dream, and the second person was Kobe and Shaq. And just sometimes you sit back in your mind. Sometimes you got to be careful, though, because you get caught up in watching them work instead of doing your job. I remember when we was watching Dream annihilate David Robinson in 2005. As teammates, we was like, whoa, what is going on? We're getting something great right here. And, you know, you want to just give him the ball and get out of the way and say, go to work, but realize, oh, I got to contribute to in order for us to win. So it's just moments like that, man. You sit back and you just say, wow, what did I just witness?
Well, the Houston Rockets have beaten the Bulls, because everybody says, well, and people forget Michael came back. He didn't win six in a row when he was in an NBA uniform. What would have happened if Michael was around?
They had no answer for Dream. And people forget Vernon Maxwell is one of the greatest defenders to play this game. He loved playing against Michael Jordan. Not saying he'd have gave him, you know, stopped him. He'd have been there for him, been up in him, and made it hard and difficult. And the way we matched up with them, you know, I think our record versus them is 9-1 when they were there. So that should be the answer to your question. Plus, I played for Phil. I know how he coaches. You know, he wouldn't have had no answer for Dream.
Okay. Now, if you pissed off the big man world last week, have you done the Michael versus LeBron, and which one you actually think is better?
I'm taking MJ, you know, because I just appreciate what he did and how he had to, what he had to go up against. You know, the defenses are totally different. You know, you think about our defense in our era, they were knocking Jordan's head off. You know, think about what the Pistons did to him, and he was still able to score and win championships. You know, they kind of changed the rules of not taking. You know, it's not taking anything with LeBron. I think LeBron's one of the greatest players. I just feel like Jordan is a half an inch in front of him.
One of your teammates, Kenny Smith, always talks about the hand checking, how people don't realize what an effect that had on
Kevin,
the game.
Kevin Garnett did a sit down with Adam Silver, and he asked him specifically, Do you see a league where the hand check might come back?
No. You know, because this league is about scoring, man. You know, that's the funny thing. Like, if you watch the game last night, it's certain people are allowed to push off. Think, if you watch Jokic, Jokic pushes every time he hammers people, which is okay. But the league is dedicated to scores now. Defensive players have nothing they can do but sit back and try to stay in front of them and hope that the guy misses.
Did you ever think in your career, if it wasn't a wink-wink mandate or a memo, that the league knew what matchups they wanted in something like the NBA Finals?
Come on, man. You know, this should tell everybody in the world that there's no wink-wink going on, because who would not want Boston and the Lakers in the Finals to see who can get number 18? That would been, you know what the ratings would have been? The ratings have been off the chain for that. So people should finally say, okay, there is no wink-wink going on. There's no big Boston. We want these guys in the Finals.
Don't tell the Sacramento guys that from a number of years ago, because they ain't going to buy what you're selling right now. All right, I want to finish up with this. I'm going to ask you about two guys, and I want when you hear their names, I want you to tell me what it is you think. And you're speaking for you, unless you want to expound upon it.
Okay.
Skip Bayless.
Skip, I don't really know Skip, but I just think that he. Some guys cause controversy to try to get more light on themselves. I don't know. I've never met Skip. So he, from what I do, I don't watch his show, and I love Shannon Sharpe. When Shannon talks, I listen, but when he talks, I turn it, I mute it, but I'm just not a Skip Bayless fan.
Okay. Stephen A. Smith.
I can't watch Stephen A. He yells too much. I love him as a person, met him a couple of times, but anybody who yells as much as he does, it might be because I'm old, my hearing is going bad, but he just yells way too damn much for me. And no, he doesn't let anybody else talk, you know, but the thing about it, the guy knows sports. I will give him that. But please, Stephen A., if you're listening, stop yelling.
Okay. Have you ever been insulted by somebody who has said or written about you?
Oh, yes, all the time. But you know what? I don't worry about it, because they don't know me as a person. They just watch what I do on the court or watch something I've done. So only people I care about is what my kids say, my mom say, my dad say, or my wife, someone that care. I could care less about what individuals who don't know me, what they say about me.
All right. Give us the best trash talker that nobody really talks about being a trash talker.
My goodness. Well, you know, everybody knows how much Michael Jordan talked trash, how much Dennis Rodman talked trash. But you know who talked trash they probably don't ever talk about was Charles. Charles Barkley talks a lot of trash. You know, he was one of those guys that he did some subtle trash talking. He backed it up with an elbow to the gut or a push in the back.
So you couldn't respond because you couldn't breathe. At least temporarily. Robert Horry, pleasure having you on the show. The podcast is doing great, and we appreciate you being part of the 680 The Fan family.
We told you this when you came in studio. Again, plaques and everything in the Hall of Fame. I think you're supposed to have a place in the Hall of Fame that should never go away.
I think sometimes people forget Hall of Fame is for not just what you did in the NBA. You know, I was a hell of a player at Alabama, and I was a damn sure hell of a player at the high school in Alabama.
So the Basketball Hall of Fame, you think you should be in the totality of Basketball Hall of Fame, which is, by the way, what it's called. It's not the NBA Hall of Fame.
Correct. You know, I think so. You know, and people might say, what did you do? I said, well, you got to understand, I was Alabama Player of the Year. I won 3 SEC championships. You know, I won 7 championships. So total, I got 10 championships throughout my career. And you ask any teammate I ever played with that, you know, if you wanted, who you going to count on any more than me? Nobody. So that's what you know, I look at that. But at the end of the day, I don't care, because a lot of those guys in the Hall of Fame, I think, you know, only about 2 have what I got, or 3 got what I got, and that's 7 championships. So that means more, because it is, at the end of the day, a team sport.
By the way, all of this will keep you healthier as you add on to the age.
Yeah, mentally.
Mentally. No doubt about it.
All right, Robert, thanks for the time.
I don't worry about it, man. I appreciate you guys, man. Anytime.
You got it. Robert Horry with us. Big Shot Bob is the podcast at the Podcast Park, brought to you by the Associated Credit Union.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.